Hi, my name is Kicker Kalazdi, and I am totally recklessly building a shipping container house with my fiance in the Irish Channel. So yeah, it's a three-story house, three shipping containers stacked on top of each other, with a total of seven containers in use. There's two in the back and one on the side, and it's a pretty unique little build. It was a long series of questions that were answered continuously with a shipping container house. So I was born and raised in the city, and in Katrina we lost everything. And ever since that losing of your house, it's like, wow, I want to make sure my next home is you know, a little more durable, hurricane proof, you know, or at least hurricane resistant, you know. And so I started looking up different concepts, and a shipping container is just a great item. I mean, there's no siding that's going to be pulled off. They're designed to go on open water where the storm conditions are far worse than normally in the city. And then the shipping container itself is also termite resistant. It's a natural fit for New Orleans, which is a port city, and we have shipping containers constantly going through. I'm not a super big hippie that wants to recycle everything, but it's kind of nice. We're taking these items and recycling it and making our house as energy efficient as possible. Shipping containers are super, super insulated. We use spray foam insulation. It becomes almost like a Yeti cooler. I mean, it'll be better insulated than any other house in the city. We're keeping a lot of the containers' elements there. We're keeping our ceilings exposed so that you can see the ridged roof structure of the shipping container. So the process was long. Let's be obvious. We're in a historic district. New Orleans is a city filled with historic neighborhoods, and to build a house in any historic neighborhood is going to be complicated. Luckily, though, we were not tearing down any property. We were built on one of the very few empty spaces in the Irish Channel. So by not having to tear down a property, a historic property, we were then exempt from a lot of the very tedious regulations that are required to build anything this neighborhood. I mean, to remodel an historic house here is very complicated. To make a new build is also complicated, don't get me wrong, but it was not quite held to the same requirements. Oh, that's Chewy. He's my job foreman. He just keeps everything on everyone on par and knowing what's going on. You know, he's the dog here. Yeah, so you know, whenever you're gonna do anything, whether you're gonna get a little bit of pushback. And so I was really nervous about that, especially something as unique as our build. It's been overwhelmingly positive. There's been one or two people that have been negative, and I'm not going to deny that. And if there's always going to be negative people, you know, you can do absolutely anything. There's going to be somebody that's going to complain. The funny thing is the only people that have complained are people that aren't from the city. They're people that have moved here maybe 6 months ago that have this kind of colonial Williamsburg desire for New Orleans to become, you know, that have this Disneyland mindset that, you know, everything should be old Creole cottages or shotgun houses. And it's funny because the people that are actually from the city love it. The people who have been living in this neighbor, on this block, our neighbors, right next to, right across the street from us that have been here for 50, 60 years. They love it because we're right here next to the port of New Orleans. We see shipping containers, you know, every like half a block away right there. You can see them. So we're kind of taking that industrial side of the city and merging it with the residential on this side of Chapultepec.